So if they meet in the daytime, then there will be a better...
Yeah, situation. They do a lot of them.
Oh. What kind of program do they have? Not to present?
Oh, they have organized themselves. They have a singers group, and they have put on shows, and they have music and dancing, and they have picnics and coffee, and they go out in the parks and for picnics, and they're always doing something, having something.
And this was only a social law.
Yeah, that's social. See,
all
that's
the
all.
Benefits are gone.
Yeah, no benefits. There's no there. It's just social. And they have to have the same people, you know, do the work all the time, and some of them are, you know, they die off one by one. So I think their membership maybe is down around 200 now, from 300 and some.
Well, do you think the interest is diminishing then when you're getting older? In other words, you wouldn't care not to run for the office? In
no.
Treasurer,
no.
Secretary?
No, I wouldn't want. And then if I, of course, down there now, I'd have to drive 30 miles to go to a meeting. And so that costs you money. And then drive through the traffic and everything. So even if I wanted to, it wouldn't be feasible for me to do it, because I've had so much of it. And at this, being that far away and everything, you just can't do it. When you get the older you get, you can't do it. No,
you gotta stop sometime.
Yeah,
somewhere.
No.
So. The Jamestown Dogs, do you think it's the future a few more years?
Oh, sure. Oh, that's got to be, because they got all the young people. Oh, that should, they surely should be in shape. And then they got their young people, and the young people have got families, and the families are getting in the folk dances, teams, and going there and everything. They have fellowship together. And so they'll go with the families, grow up, you know, younger families. They got teenagers, they got some of them that's going to school and go to college, and they work for them scholarships and everything. So I think the future is good for them.
So they has changed quite a bit then, around the Manjewit and Smetport.
Oh yeah, that's
Gailton and the Wolfhulls country.
Yeah, they had to
when they first came.
They had to hang it up. It was an it comes to an end, and you can't carry on.
So the young people then, like in Sheffield, Ludlow,
yeah,
when they closed the tanneries,
yeah,
there was almost the end of those towns.
Well, they and the young people, when they go to school and go to and then they go to college, and then they go to the cities and get a job. There was no work for them to say they can't. Just like my own children, yeah. See, they had to get out. They had to go and to college.
Did you have a boy and a girl?
Yeah. So they're out, and they had to make them get someplace themselves. They had to get out.
Oh, so they both went to college.
Yeah, they both. Yeah. One went to business college, a girl for secretary, and then the boy he's gone to college, and still is in college work. So, but he had to get out to get it. You don't find it around these small towns.
Did they do that themselves, or did you push it, or your?
No, I saw. So he got 2 years to get, when we got out of high school. I told him he's got to get to a trade. So then I put him to Penn State University in Dubois 2 years, and then he got into Bell Laboratories in New Jersey, and after he got there, he went on his own. Kept right on going. Still going.
Still going.
Yeah. So they get out of here, and they get and they can see what there is and what you, where you can go, it gives they get in there and go. But if you just sit around and just wait for something, you never go no place.
How about this, your children's classmates now? Did they also continue to college and other schooling, or did their parents push them to get out of pain?
You mean...
McCain.
You mean the people...
Yeah, your, like Larry's, or Lenny's classmates in school now.
Yeah.
Did they continue after high school to go to college?
Yeah.
They did?
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, we got a lot of people from Kane.
They went as, out.
Yeah, and still going out. Every year they graduate.
It's the only
oh,
way.
Yeah, they got to get out of here. And we got the colleges, state colleges don't cost so much, you know. They get cheaper tuition. But they, most of them, they go off, go out. They can afford it, and some of them, they go out and they can work. If they try hard enough, they can go out and work and get there. And then there's a lot, now you got vocational education schools. So you can go 2 years and learn trades. You don't need to spend all that money in college to go out and learn trades. And some of the factories, I think, has got a place you can go in to work and they will, and you can go to night school or, you know, they'll send you through some schools if you're willing to go up there and go into their school.
How about your children? Were they interested in the Swedish background?
Yeah, they...
What are you guys doing?
The girl wasn't.
Did they join the?
Yeah, they belong to our. They belong to our lodges mm-hmm. all the time. It's so long as they were here and in school, so, and they were with us all the time, mm-hmm. in activities. But then, of course, when they left, that was that.
So it was the end of the.
End of that. They went out on their own. Yeah. Yeah, so.